Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday night. It is 11:30, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight, normally I would do a Raw review. But honestly, Raw has gotten to the point where I didn't really feel like reviewing it. So I'm just going to give some highlights. The Shield all wrestled. Ambrose wrestled Strowman. Got disqualified because of Roman. Roman wrestled Dolph. And, of course, Roman wins with a spear. And Seth wrestled Drew, and honestly, I didn't care to watch the end of the match to find out who won, even though Dolph and Drew are Seth and Drew are two of my favorite wrestlers on Raw. So that tells you how bad Raw is getting. Ronda Rousey wrestled Ruby Riott, which is how I almost got the names mixed up. It was a good match, and Ronda Rousey won, even though Ruby Riott dominated very early on in the match, almost to the very end, but again, Ronda Rousey, was able to pull off the win with the armbar. And to close the show, we had Shawn Michaels promo about Super Showdown, which is this Saturday, which I'm going to get to in a minute. His promo brought out Kane. The Undertaker came out. They double-teamed Shawn. That brought out Triple H, and DX was left laying in the ring at the hands of the Brothers of Destruction. If this doesn't lead to a tag team match sometime down the line, then I don't know what would. Because this is that there can't be any other explanation for that particular segment to have happened. They have to be leading to a tag team match in the future, either in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, or at Survivor Series. So, I don't think Saturday is the last time ever that Triple H and The Undertaker will be in the ring together. Maybe as singles competitors, yes, but last time ever completely, no. I do want to talk about the Elias and Kevin Owens segment. I had the TV muted because I was on a business call at the very beginning of the segment, so I didn't hear what got said that got the crowd so irate that they booed through the entire segment. That is the best case of two guys getting heat that I have ever seeing, because that booing, from what I heard, was absolutely non-stop. And that's the way you do it. Then, of course, you had Kevin Owens versus Bobby Lashley, which is also leading up to this Saturday when Bobby Lashley teams with John Cena to take on Kevin Owens and Elias. Now, why it's Bobby Lashley and John Cena, I don't know. It could be Bobby Lashley and just about anybody else. It could be Bobby Lashley and Finn Balor taking on Elias and Kevin Owens. But it's John Cena for some reason. So, again, I don't get it. It will be interesting to see John Cena's new look in the ring, because from the pictures I've seen, the man has lost about 20 pounds. Or appears to have lost about 20 pounds, and that's going to be an interesting look for him. They still really have not plugged Evolution. I mean, they've talked about it in passing, but they really have not really built up to anything. And that's kind of, I've heard rumors that this Saturday is going to start the build to the Ronda Rousey match, which will be Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella. So I've heard that is going to start this Saturday at Super Showdown, which I think they're screwing the pooch, so to speak, on waiting until less than a month out to really start building some of their marquee matches. Now, Alexa Bliss, in her moment of bliss, did talk about her match with Trish Stratus at Evolution, which I guess that's a positive sign, but, and those moments of bliss are some of the most entertaining segments on Raw. So I really enjoyed that. Of course, I pretty much enjoy everything that Alexa Bliss does. But overall, Raw has just, and I'm one of those guys who would defend WWE to the death, but it's starting to get to the point where I don't even care. Like I said, I started to do a Raw review, but I just got to the point where I didn't care. So I quit. And we will see next week if I decide to do it going forward, or if I decide to talk about other things. Now, if you are a subscriber to my YouTube channel tonight, a little while after, well, actually, it'll probably be sometime early tomorrow morning, I will be doing a YouTube video where I will be reviewing the Northern Wrestling Federation show from this past Saturday. I did take a lot of notes from that, and I will be talking about that. There were two huge surprises at that show, and that's all I'm going to say about that. So if you look me up on YouTube, it's under Diamond Omni Media. That is where my YouTube channel is. That is the name of my YouTube channel. I will be giving a review of the Northern Wrestling Federation show in Fairfield, Ohio this past Saturday. and talking about my Met Chat this Wednesday, where I will have Northern Wrestling Federation superstar Jay Donaldson, along with, or well, he will be being interviewed by NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer Miss Callie. So we will be having Jay Donaldson on the show, the self-professed 22-year-old stud, which I can assure everybody he is far from 22. But that's about all I've got for tonight. And I want to say something that's a little more real than I'd normally like to get. I normally like to talk about professional wrestling, which is real, but this is more personal than I normally like to get. I've been dealing with some mental health issues pretty much my entire life. Today has been a really, really sucky day, which is part of the reason why I didn't care too much about Raw tonight. So if you have any friends or family who deal with mental health issues, just take them seriously. Don't brush it off like it's not a big deal, because it is. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm suicidal, because I'm not. I'm not at that point right now. I'm not saying I won't ever get to that point, but I've done really good not to get to that point. But I've definitely got some issues mentally that I need to work out. And hopefully with the support of my friends, fans, Twitter followers at East Diamond 1980. And actually Twitter is the main reason that I'm even bringing this up. I see a lot of people talking about their mental health issues, and I just wanted to come out and say that you're not alone. I suffer from mental health issues. I've suffered from depression basically my entire life, definitely my entire adult life. But like I said, for those of you who don't suffer, take those of us who say we do seriously. And for those who do, you're not alone. My time's about up. I want to thank everybody for listening. I love you all. Tomorrow night. Have a good night, everybody.